The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
So there was a TikTok that went viral where a woman said her husband's beige flag, you know, kind of a flag, but not the worst, was that if they go to a restaurant and he likes the dish that the food is served in. So not the dish, it's not like referring to what you order as the dish you ordered, right, but rather
the plate,
the platter, plate, dish, or whatever it comes in.
Yeah.
And it included like a old-timey sort of cast iron serving pan that had a bunch of like fancy mac and cheese in it.
Okay.
And it included a photo of that, because he then would ask for a to-go box and steal the plate, bowl, dish.
Oh, damn.
Okay. And she said, I'm not mad, though, because we have cool stuff. And overwhelmingly, no, I shouldn't say overwhelmingly, but a majority of the comments are like, that's cool, no problem.
Yeah.
That's not cool or no problem.
What's funny is,
I mean, it's stealing.
Like, those same people wouldn't just go and do a dine and dash, and that would, more than likely, I doubt it.
Probably not.
Because they'd probably go, no, that's rude.
But that's also noticeable, and it comes straight from the wait staff when you do that. Like, oh, wait, they left and didn't pay.
Yeah.
If you left and took something off the table, that's not something a wait staff's going to notice or a restaurant's necessarily going to notice.
Right.
Not probably. So do you think the people they drop dishes all the time
that take the plates would consider themselves the same type of thief as the person who dines and dashes? Because it, in fact, is the same thing.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still stealing. You still walked off with however much the plate. And depending on the type of restaurant you go to, sometimes their silverware and plates are actually expensive.
Put a pin
in
that.
It's not like a $2 Corelware plate or something.
Because this guy, it shows the video, and the video is just some music and words. And then this is the guy that owns a small restaurant who stitched and didn't like it.
So we have very nice glasses at our bar. They're like $20 each. They're very nice. They provide a very good experience. But recently we were like, we should stop buying these very nice glasses to provide our guests a really nice experience because people have been taking them. So if you need to hear this, hear this. If you take people's stuff, if you take small businesses' stuff, you have no class.
So yeah, agreed. I mean, he's right. Yeah. Kelly, why would it be okay to steal $80 worth of flatware as opposed to $80 worth of food?
$80? God dang, what kind of cast iron was that?
Just kidding. Okay, $30.
I see what you're saying, though. Again, to me, it's who it's directly affecting in that moment.
So I know it's okay to steal from business owners.
I've never ever stolen like a plate or anything like that, but the little ketchup things.
Ramekins.
Man, I've taken so many of those, especially if they're metal.
For what?
For ketchup.
At home?
For yes.
How much ketchup are you serving at your house that you can't buy some ramekins?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know why I did it in those times, but there were multiple times in my life where it was like, all right, these ramekins. Or like I had a taco thing one time and I didn't eat any of the tacos. We had like to get our stuff real quickly and I just put the whole little triangle holder taco thing in there. And yeah, it doesn't. Dining and dashing directly affects the waitress or the waiter. If you dine and dash, you
and the people that own the business who spend the money to buy the food. that you're stealing.
Right, but
and pay the employees to work.
That's corporate America. I'm talking about.
Is it?
Because not always is it corporate America.
So you're okay
America.
Stealing America. From any right, business owners? Still. Would you steal from me in Hot Wings?
No, yeah. This is a restaurant we're talking about.
What's the difference?
It's a restaurant, and this is a morning show.
But what
show.
If it's just a local
it's a
restaurant
business.
Owner? I mean, they're not all McDonald's.
Look, I'm not saying that I'd steal from a small business. Like, if I went somewhere and they had really nice china, I'd probably be like, wow, these teacups are so cute.
So you always
cute.
Make sure that wherever you're stealing from is owned by a larger conglomerate, maybe an investment banker.
If it's a chain, I feel a hell of a lot yeah. less worse.
Stealing a ramekin from an Applebee's, I'll never
deal.
Feel
it's
bad about that.
It's still a local owner.
Yeah. Yeah, those are local owners.
It's a ramekin.
They pay a franchise a licensing fee to be an Apple.
But I wouldn't do it at a local.
You're on board with Kelly's theory? So you both would
not
consider yourself shoplifters?
But
it feels good to be on the right side of this one.
Maitland, you've got to stop looking at Kelly as like a sort of like big sister figure.
Yeah.
She's leading you down a bad path.
I do. I think like a ramekin from an Applebee's.
Is stealing.
Who cares? It's stealing.
Okay.
I'm a big bad thief. But
what do you steal? Right. What do you steal from the grocery store?
Nothing.
Why?
Because that's
what's a box of baking soda from the grocery store? It's nothing
to
them.
Yeah, that's a corporation.
Yeah, that's a corporation. Why can't you steal from them? What do you steal from the toy store? You ever just go and take a stuffed animal you can stuff in your pants?
But you didn't steal that meal, Maitland. You paid for it and you took the ramekin. Nowhere on the menu does it say, please don't take our dishes.
Oh, they have to say don't steal for you to know that?
Yeah, I don't go to the grocery store and steal the doors.
But I buy, that's ridiculous.
Is there a sign that says do not steal the Campbell's soup?
I don't need that because I would buy it and then be able to walk out.
So you only steal when it feels okay to you?
No, I bought the meal. See, I bought the meal and then I took
the
little
ramekin.
Well, what if you buy some of the food at the grocery store? Then you can take whatever you want after that.
No, you only take what you buy. And I bought that plate.
You didn't buy the plate.
I bought that.
Otherwise, the plate would be on the menu and you could order it without food.
Buy the plate. Yeah.
No, I bought that meal and I thought to myself, this is a nice little ramekin.
Text from the 715. In all caps, if it's a chain, free reign. If it's a small business, off limits.
There.
That's dumb.
Yeah, that's just justification.
That's asinine.
Even though it's completely stupid. Because, again, those are almost always local owners who simply pay a franchise fee. So they're actually making less than the corporate.
Stealing ramekins, long known as the gateway to grand larceny.
Yeah.
You've never stolen a ramekin, Hot Wings? Sorry, I got a bagel in my mouth.
I don't know if I've ever stolen a
which
ramekin.
I bought, you stole.
The what I have stolen before. I took when I was in college. But I'm not trying to justify it. I stole them.
Yeah, that
it was
a brief
not
victory.
Okay.
Kelly's like celebrating.
I was in college and had no money, and I took the plastic salt and pepper shakers from a McDonald's because I needed salt and pepper. But I stole them though. I mean, they weren't just free, but they were still plastic McDonald's salt and pepper shakers.
Now that's. I mean, you're saying it's wrong, but you all still justified it. Like, well, I only took salt and pepper, and you said I couldn't afford salt and pepper. You had a motorcycle when we were in college.
No, again, I'm not trying to justify it. I stole them. I stole them. And no
you're
one did
like
say
me.
It's only that. I was broke. I didn't have any money.
No, I shouldn't.
That's not
like
why
me.
You stole
no,
it. You stole it because you could.
I stole it because I wanted salt and pepper.
Yes.
Yes.
See,
Kelly
I stole
a ramekin.
It because I
you're as bad as she is.
Garlic except aioli in a ramekin.
Except that I knew it was wrong, and that was
she
one
does,
time.
She's
and
lying.
I'm not trying to justify it now.
For sure. Oh, I'm not trying to justify it. I'm just letting y'all know where my head was at.
I was like 19.
So you'll never do it again.
Yeah.
Probably not. It's debatable.
Who thinks Kelly will steal from a place again during her life?
Oh man.
Yeah.
That would be the most embarrassing thing in the world if you got arrested for stealing. A $2 ramekin from a restaurant.
We were at that amazing restaurant in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The one that was like really dark inside. I wanted to steal everything from there, but I didn't, but I wanted to.
Yeah. The only thing that prevented you though was having to take it on an airline.
I know. And book bags aren't a thing anymore as far as purses. It's a lot harder to steal at restaurants these days. You got to carry your little cute, tiny bag around.
When was the last time you stole from a non-locally owned restaurant?
A chain?
Yeah.
Okay. You sound so exhausted.
I was exhausted briefly just now.
It's been a hot minute.
Okay.
It's been a while.
So you won't do it again?
I mean, it's hard to say.
If you gave me a ramekin right now, that was one of those like.
Stop saying ramekin.
Milk glasses.
Just stop.
You know the milk glass stuff that's old?
Oh, yeah.
Like
so
your
you can
grandma?
Put your dips in it?
I'd steal that so fast. I would. If you came to me and it was a fork or something with a cool little shell on the end of it, I don't know. You know, like the one, the metal that's got the imprints in it, that fancy silverware.
You know what? So if somebody stays at your house, they can take home some silverware
or
something?
You know how many Airbnb guests steal from me?
But is that not, you just said the operative word, steal.
I never said I wasn't stealing. I'm just saying.
No, you did. You definitely did. You said you bought the meal, and yeah. With the meal comes free ramekin.
Airbnb is a chain. That's a national brand.
Yeah, so obviously they can take whatever they want.
You're a local owner, but yeah. Whatever. You know.
Yeah but, it's but it's Airbnb.
What's your address?
Stuff. I have so many really cool missing coffee cups. It sucks.
I bet you do.
Yeah, that were all taken from restaurants.
Yeah. Kelly's like, they keep stealing the ramekins I stole.
I have to keep re-stealing.
It's their fault. Well, everybody's a hypocrite at some point. All of us.